Guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, where we talk about all things Broadway, but especially Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and all our semi-adventures. We weren't very adventurous this month, but compared to
True
other
that.
months.
True that.
My name is Skylar.
And I am Michelle, and I'm British right now.
Hope you're stuck in the British. This is episode 20, isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
Actually insane.
That is, what is it? Absolutely bloody hell mad.
Iconic. Yeah, we're gonna it's like our Wrapped video, I guess. But like Wrapped in many aspects.
Are we allowed to say the word wrapped?
Oh my God, maybe
Hashtag
not.
Broadway tea. Broadway
Broadway drama.
tea.
I guess what's another word?
I would like to use the word wrapped. I think some of if I could just say one
Yeah, go
note
off, queen.
in case anyone's listening, no one
Yeah.
can claim the word wrapped. It's the
No.
end of the year. Everyone should be able to talk about their favorite shows of the year.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm going off queen.
Go off. No, I agree. It's really silly to me that people are like mad that people are wrapping their year
On
up.
TikTok.
It's so dramatic.
So dramatic, so babyish. You should feel complimented that someone else would want to do it. It means they liked your idea and they think you're smart.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about like our top hyperfixation songs. Some Broadway news, but also like the top shows we saw this year, which I think is gonna be fun. And the other thing, like our favorite memory, and just all things Broadway from this year.
Memory.
Iconic.
All alone
Alone
in the
in the
moonlight. Oh my God, it's so much better in a British accent.
really is. Bring back Cats.
Bring back, oh my God, British cats, bats.
Wait, because we're on you're on a British kick. It's making me think of my new obsession, and it's the Hadestown Irishman.
Wait a minute. Are we jumping to Broadway news and getting into the Hadestown Irishman?
No, because I'm just no, I was just randomly bringing it up because I've been listening to the West End version of Hadestown.
Which is like a piece of Broadway news
Is
that
it?
like that
Oh, it
isn't
just came out?
didn't that cast album just come out?
It's live too.
Oh, I didn't know it was live. I haven't listened to it
Oh
yet,
my
besides the one little clip you
Michelle.
sent me.
Oh my God. Dare I say that that's gonna be the only Hadestown I'm listening to? Dare I say?
Okay, so you would listen to the Hadestown Irishman over a video clip of Jordan Fisher's
Okay, no,
Orpheus.
but I'm saying over Reeve, yes. Jordan
Wow.
Fisher, I'm sorry, but like he's Orpheus. Like at some point we all have to agree to that.
Yes.
But the Irishman, what is his name? Dontell Finn or something?
You don't need to know his name. He's just the Irishman.
He is the Irishman of my dreams. No, he's so good.
I
So
have to
good.
listen to him. All I've seen is that little clip you sent me.
Donnell. And do you know who plays Eurydice in that version?
No.
The woman who plays Betty in Sunset. Grace Young. Grace Hodgett?
Really?
Yeah, she's Eurydice.
I had no idea. Is this like the West End? Like actual West End, West End?
Yeah.
So how long ago was this recorded? Because she's been doing Sunset for a long time.
I think they just recorded it, but they haven't been in the show. Because I saw
Maybe.
clips of them singing, they're all looking at like the script. I guess they already forgot.
I'd be curious to hear her as Eurydice because I mean she has a beautiful voice as Betsy.
I will
Oh no, not
say,
Betsy, Betty,
Betty,
Betty.
Betty. I will say, I'm a little like this with her. I feel like with Hadestown, like she has a beautiful voice in Sunset. It's like not opera, but you know what I mean? That like that tone. Not and Hadestown's more
I wouldn't say not for
rock.
Eurydice.
I wouldn't say rock, but like kind of rocky, poppy.
It's kind of like folk.
Yeah.
You
So
know, if they could do a recording of that, why can't they do a recording of Jordan and Maya?
they better be. Do you think like when they leave the like that Sunday, they'll release something?
I'm hoping for a pro shot
Me
with
too.
them because they've released a lot of really good footage online, so of like them from the official Hadestown page. So
Yeah.
I would be curious about that.
I definitely worry about Hadestown after they leave, but I love that show.
Yeah, that's another story for another day, though.
Another story for another day. Yeah, so should we start with our top like three hyperfixation songs of the year?
Sure.
Very tricky.
Very tricky. I had to give this a lot of thought, and I'm still not completely satisfied with my list. I'm not gonna lie to you.
If the trolls are not on there,
Okay, first of all, no. Listen, I love trolls, but it doesn't identify my entire personality. And second of all, I thought we were only choosing from Broadway, so you told me too late.
oh no, I said hyperfixation songs.
I thought you meant Broadway.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It is okay. I'm in a weird mood right now. I'm so sorry. I'm in a weird loopy mood. Skylar knows before we hopped on, I started choking on a Ferrero Rocher dark chocolate candy.
Ferrero,
And
Ferrero. When you said that, it sounded like a kid, like a little kid trying to talk. How do you
Ferrero.
pronounce it? Ferrero. I'm so dead.
You want me to start with my what I came down to?
Yeah.
As I said, I'm really not satisfied with this list because I don't know if these are necessarily my real top three songs of 2024. But this is what I've settled at. In number three, I have As If We Never Said Goodbye from Sunset Boulevard.
Beautiful.
Such a gorgeous song. And the reason I put it in my third spot is because I think it was the first time in a long time when we went to a piece of theater and I saw a number being done and it just like took my breath away to the point where I cried and I felt like I had to give it a standing ovation.
Yeah, you're so right.
You know what I
We
mean?
haven't felt like that.
No, like in a very long time.
We're not wanting the people to like stand up like that, and we did.
Yeah, so that's why I felt like I kind of
It's a
had
good
to put
one.
it. Thank you.
Yeah, I
Thank
agree.
you.
That was a great moment.
The first time we heard it, I just like
That was great.
I'll never get over that.
Yeah.
I sobbed.
Was so good. I want to go again.
I think we should. Can we do a rush?
We have to.
Rush tomorrow? Um,
Is Mandy in?
then.
No.
I don't know, but I'll see
Maybe.
Nicole again.
Yeah, I'll see her again. I really want to see Mandy and Tom.
I want to see Tolman boy.
Tommy.
Tolman. Number two, I think this does belong truthfully in the number two spot
Okay.
because it's a song I know I've played a lot this year, like a lot. And I can't get enough of it because I just love the beginning of it so much. Which is Justice for Tulsa from The Outsiders. Why are you
I was
laughing so
thinking that.
hard?
As you were describing it, I was like, I think it's Justice for Tulsa, but I'm not sure.
You read my
That was
brain.
sick. That was sick.
You must
So
have read my
good.
brain. So yeah, I think that the thing is valid.
Wait,
And
throwback
then
to when, was it the first episode with that story where I almost got into a car accident listening to that song?
oh my
You remember
God,
that?
yes, 2024 throwback. And then
Yeah.
I said to you, imagine it was Little Brother. Johnny, can you see me now? Boom!
Can't see you now. I'm so dead.
So was Dally.
Was Dally and Johnny and
And
Johnny.
Johnny, R.I.P. And then,
He can't be with you.
oh my God, Then in my number one spot, this is the thing, I don't, is this really number one? I guess so. I don't know. You know me. My songs changed almost every week, but in the number one spot is Sunset Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard.
Oh,
The
yeah.
Tom Francis version.
Yeah, it's the Boulevard for me.
It is the Boulevard for me. It's the Tommy Boy for me.
Yeah, when that song was first released, it was the first one, right?
I
We just
listened to
sat
it
in the
like
car.
on repeat over and over again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let you turn it off.
It was so, but that was like before we even saw the show,
Because it was so
right?
good. And I was so obsessed with the way he said Sunset Boulevard.
He's so good.
He's so good. But do you remember like the first time we saw the show and like he came out of the audience and I was just like freaking out like a
Yeah.
maniac? And then the next time we went, and oh my God, I'm so embarrassed still. When we were sitting in front of his family on the aisle when he comes down, and we didn't realize it was Tom's family until like halfway through the second act. And I was like freaking out, like before, like during intermission, we knew it was about to happen. He was about to walk down the aisle. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, we gotta make sure we turn our heads in a nice way. We gotta look good. We gotta look good for the camera. This is that. And then, they heard the entire conversation.
Probably went home and didn't laugh.
I'm sure they told him about the girls freaking out in front of
It's
him.
so
So
good.
I just felt like that spot had to go in the first spot, like that song.
I agree, because I feel like there's so many memories with that song for this year.
I agree. I agree. I think there are. I'll never get over his family sitting behind us during Sunset Boulevard. I'm still so embarrassed. And also, I remember you and me were on a British kick that day and we were talking a little bit in British accents and they were sitting behind us and we realized halfway through talking in British accents that there were actual British people behind us.
Wait, we did it at Mom, I'm a Big Girl Now too. We were British the whole
We
time.
were British the whole time. We both were getting okay, but one thing that they don't know is that we both got like a little food poisoning that day from the diner we went to for
God,
lunch.
yes.
And after getting food poisoning, we're sitting there in the lobby talking in British accents about how much our stomachs hurt. I was like, Scarlett, I think I'm gonna have a problem. I have a belly ache.
My tummy hurts.
My tummy hurts.
Was it the ticket person? I go, thank you.
You did.
That was the day I fell down the stairs, up the stairs.
I forgot about you falling. Oh, and the fact that you almost fell in front of Joey McIntyre. It was right before we turned the corner and he was standing there.
Weird day. That was a weird day. I forgot about that. He was just walking.
Yeah, I was like, how is no one like all these girls are crying, like crying right
Yeah.
out of the theater. Joey! Joey! And then he's just like walking in the lobby, like
Yeah,
nonchalantly.
like nothing. That was insane. Okay, that was
What a
the top two.
day. What a day.
You ready for my top three?
Give it to me.
Okay. At three, I have Promises from Hadestown. Feel like that makes sense.
Accurate.
I've talked about it so much, and it is one of the most beautiful songs to me. That's at three. At
Yeah,
two,
that's a good one for you. That's a good one.
right? I feel like I needed a Hadestown. When I was thinking about it, I was like, that's the one I listen to a lot. And then two, I've Meant to Be Yours, but Jamie Moscato version.
I'm surprised that's not your number one, but I think I know what your number one is, so that's why I can't officially agree to it
What do you
yet.
think it is?
It's either Throwing in the Towel or Great Expectations.
Throwing in the
So
towel.
I knew it. Okay, continue. Give me your
Yeah.
Jamie reasonings.
Oh, I feel like I've talked about this man a lot on this podcast. So, and whoever's listening and is a part of the West End and want to fly me Michelle out to the West End, that would be so nice because I really want to see the Great Comet. And we'll do some
Yeah.
advertisement. We'll do things. We'll take
For
videos
free. For
for
free. Just in
free. No,
exchange for a
no.
little trip.
Yeah, they just have to pay for our airplane and our hotel room and the
Yeah.
tickets.
Listen, I would I would gladly do free advertising for every single West End show out there right
Yeah,
now.
gladly.
If someone, like someone from their marketing teams, want to just fly us out on a little weekend
Yeah,
trip,
a girls' trip.
a little girls trip. We need a little time away. We had
Yeah.
some rough past couple weeks.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So I'm up for a little R&R.
You know, you don't have to like twist our thumb, you know. We'll just
No.
go.
Well, let's
We say
go.
tomorrow, we say today. Listen, I feel like
I can't.
and so that's our but yeah, those three songs, I feel like I've always had them in rotation, and I
You
feel like I've
did.
talked about it a lot this
You
past
did.
year.
You did. Jamie was the big one for you.
Yeah, I discovered him this year.
Yeah,
Discovered
that is
him.
true. You do discovered him. You know, I think in general this year we've discovered British boys. British Broadway boys.
Yeah, we ventured
Between
out.
we did between Tommy and Jimmy.
Oh.
And now your new Irishman. Well, that was
Oh
really bad
my.
Irish. That was really bad Irish. Wait a minute.
That
Wait, I
was
promise I
so
could
good.
wait. Now, wait, now I gotta redeem myself. I promise I could do an Irish accent.
You know what? You gotta call up Trisha Paytas in her
Why?
tavern. Do you not watch her tavern series on TikTok?
No.
Girl, she's a
What's a tavern?
tavern.
What is
Like
that?
a bar. Like it's Moses built her a set piece. It's a tavern.
You're lying.
And she does like a whole series.
She's such a queen.
I
She's
love
such
that
a
woman.
queen. Love
I
her.
love her. But yeah, we need someone like Moses who will just like build us things like that. Just for TikToks. Like
Oh my God, I wish.
insane.
I wish. You know, I think that's like, I mean, we're gonna talk about manifestations and goals and stuff later, but that's definitely a goal of mine. I wish we could get like an actual like studio space.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But yeah, so those are our top songs of the year. Look at that.
Yay.
Crazy.
Yay. You know what? I do think all of those songs very accurately represent us for the year.
I also think like every one of the songs on both our lists have like a memory attached to it.
That is true. I remember you blasting Meant to Be Yours in the car on the way into the city multiple times.
And I remember us interpretive dancing to Throwing in the Towel.
Oh my God. We were like, I don't go throwing. What's that? And oh my God, do you remember? I think, wait a minute. You know, I just remembered.
What?
Do you remember when we were driving into the city? And I think it was the same time we were interpretive dancing. And there was that guy standing in front of his apartment building. And we caught him watching us, like interpretive dancing in the car.
Yeah.
And you made eye contact with him. Didn't you wave?
I think I waved.
Oh
I
my
did
God.
something stupid. And then he
There was there
walked
was
inside.
something. Yeah, you scared him off. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a year.
It's crazy to think that, like, it's over this year.
That's so sad. Why do you say it like that?
No, I'm not, like, in a sad way, but, like, it really went that fast.
It did. The launch of our podcast. It just came
Yeah.
and went.
And we saw
We
so
started
many
doing
shows.
this when? September now? September, right?
No,
End of
August.
August. End of August, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's already been a quarter.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Quarter reviews coming out.
Oh my God. Quarterly reviews. Skylar, you're on the naughty list.
Well, the books I've been reading, yeah, probably.
Oh my God. As you all saw on our TikTok video where we exchanged gifts, I gave Skylar a smutty book for the holidays. She
Was so
read that
good.
smutty book in like 2 days.
It was so good. But it was smut and a nice story.
I hope so.
It was really good.
I hope it was a good story because the part that you sent me a picture of, I was like, oh my God. And he took his head and buried it in between.
Yes. I'm
You know what
so
I
good.
forgot to tell you?
What?
I was so embarrassed. I was with like a group of friends, and we were playing the game of Phones, where it's like Cards Against Humanities, but you use your phones and you have to like dig in your phone to find like a funny picture or like what was the last text you sent, what was the last photo you received, and you have to share it to the group.
Oh no.
And yes, it was that picture, and they begged me to read it out loud, and I refused because my brother was in the room. So one of the other people started reading it out loud. I was so embarrassed.
Wait, it was a picture of what the book said?
Yep. C words and all.
Wasn't think of me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh
But that happened
my
just this past
God.
week, and I was like, they were like begging me. They're like, Michelle, you read. And I was like, I cannot. My brother is sitting right there. I cannot read this out into the room.
Oh
I
my
cannot.
God, that's embarrassing. Okay.
Hey, that's not as bad as you with the car, guys.
Oh my God. So I went to go get my car had a flat. So I went to go get it fixed and I had to stay there. Like usually I'll drop my car and I'll leave, but I had to stay there obviously. And I forgot that my phone was connected to my car. And since it was in range, it started playing my audiobook. And for reference, it's Light Lark. No, Lights Out. Why did I say Light Lark? Lights Out by Nvessa Allen.
Oh my
It
God.
was one of the dirtiest books. It was so embarrassing. I quickly shut it off and I was like, oh my God.
It turned on while they were in your car
Yeah. And it
at one
was
of
up
those
to the
scenes.
part. Yeah. So that was. That was fun. That was fun.
So, if anyone out there is thinking, what can we get Michelle and Skylar for the holidays? We'll gladly accept some smut books.
Yeah.
Give us a little.
Well, smut.
You know,
It doesn't
listen,
hurt
people
anybody.
should, they shouldn't be surprised. We watch Bridgerton. We talk about it on here a lot.
Did you see the Bridgerton like hardcovers? They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. I want them. But I also just bought
Yeah.
a set of the series not too long ago. So now I'm like, I don't need it.
I know, but they're so pretty.
They're
They're so
stunning.
pretty.
They're actually stunning. And I love the new trend now with the colored pages.
Obsessed. I did get like three hardcover books yesterday at that sale, and they're beautiful. Like they have like on the spine, there's like little like illustrations and
Ugh, love it.
love it.
Gorgeous. Well, I guess we
That's
should
a
move
tangent.
on.
Yeah,
That was a
on
tangent.
the
But you know what? It was a good tangent. But I guess we should move on to some Broadway news, which, to be honest, is not a lot this week. So we're kind of gonna go through this
Yeah.
quickly. First of all, I don't know if anyone's been keeping up with the times, but Gypsy has canceled almost every single performance this week.
Yes, I've never seen this before. Have you?
Never, not since COVID.
Right?
I just don't understand. Like, are there no, is it so many cast members are sick that they don't have enough understudies left? Or is it that the understudies are not prepped to go on?
I don't know, but also, like,
What does everyone have?
and why don't the other shows have it either? Like, other actors, none of the other shows are having this problem.
Something is weird to me. Like the it's and I'm sure it probably like would have been like the biggest show of like Christmas week or something.
Oh yeah,
So
definitely.
I'm very much confused by it. But I don't want to go now for a while. I don't want to even be in that theater with the actors until I know what they have and why it's so contagious.
Yeah, like what is that? And also like I was thinking about it 'cause remember when we saw Death Becomes Her, it got canceled. We were lottery winners. I wonder how Telecharge handles that, the canceled shows. Like
I don't know. You know, I've entered the lotteries every day and I just
yeah.
get emailed that I didn't win. So I just wonder if they're not choosing winners until, you know, the show gives them the thumbs up.
But like, what was it yesterday? They announced it so late. It was like 4, maybe almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm not
I don't
risking
get it.
it.
No, I don't want us to buy the tickets and then get screwed over, like,
Mm.
at the if we win ever. I think we wait like another month with the
Yeah.
shoot. But yeah, it's crazy to me. They canceled today too.
Crazy. I just don't understand what they have. Like, I wish they would explain a little more detail. Like, is it that there's not enough understudies prepped, or is it that all the understudies are sick too?
Yeah. And is it like the norovirus or something? Like, what is this?
I don't know. That's what's weird too. Is it the flu? Like, is it pneumonia?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand what would have been this bad.
You know what? I haven't seen Kevin post anything. He usually posts a lot on his story.
I haven't seen anything. I don't know if he's one of the sick cast members. I don't know who's sick. Is it Audra? I don't know.
I don't think he's sick. I'm just kidding. He posted something. It seems like he's out and about. So I guess he's not sick. I don't know. Weird.
Just very strange to me.
I've never seen this before where it's like consistently canceled. Strange.
Some other Broadway news. Cynthia Erivo co-wrote a new song for the second Wicked film, which has also been announced to be called officially Wicked for Good.
Which I like that a lot.
I like that too. I like that too. I do wish part one had a title.
That's what I was gonna say. It should have been part one, not it should have been Wicked, Defying Gravity.
Yeah. And then Wicked for Good or Wicked, like. I mean, there's so many different titles they could have done. I
Yeah.
just don't know if it had to, like, if it's going to be Wicked Part 1, it should be Wicked Part 2, or it should be each one has an actual name.
Yeah. Or it could have just been Wicked.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel, to be honest, about the fact that there's going to be new songs in Part 2, because that was one of the reasons I loved Part 1, is that they
Yeah.
stayed true to the show.
I agree. I'm ner like I love the fact that they stay true to the show because it just as theater people, that's what we wanted. Just like an homage to Wicked. So the thought of
Yeah.
new songs being added, it's a little scary.
You know why I think they're doing it? I think it's because if they have new songs, they have the chance to be nominated for Grammys. But I think if it's
Yeah.
not new songs or new recordings, I think that you're not able to.
That's what Trisha said.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm scared. We have a whole year to stress about it.
Yeah, but meanwhile, in less than a week, literally like 5 days from now, the movie's available to watch at home, which is crazy.
I'm so excited.
I wish they waited a little longer.
What is it, a month?
Yeah, I think I wanted them to wait a little bit longer, only because I know right now they're doing all the Wicked sing-alongs, and I would have liked the opportunity to go to one.
You would want to go to one?
Yeah, you don't want to?
Don't think so. I don't want to hear people sing. If
Oh
it
my God,
was
but it's
me
so
and you
funny.
by yourself, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I keep seeing videos of it. People are going, me and Bach.
Oh
The whole audience is just making it a meme. It's so funny.
my God. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. We'll see. But also the good news is that the released like new versions are gonna have like extended and deleted scenes and stuff, so
Yeah, and when is it gonna be on? Like what streaming?
that I don't know, but I think we should pick a day like we did Bridgerton and we should get together and watch the new version
Yeah.
together.
Cause I wanna watch the deleted scenes when I watch it again.
Me
Like,
too.
yeah. So we have not watched the sneak peeks yet.
Wait a
You
minute.
can.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute a second. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. So wait a minute. Does this mean, because we are getting deleted scenes, that one, we are going to get the scene of them in the field, and two, are we going to get the scene of Jonathan Bailey and Ethan Slater both shirtless comparing their abs that Bo and Yang promised was filmed?
I forgot about that. Oh, we have to. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Skylar lost her words.
Oh my God. If it is not, we're rioting. We
Rioting.
literally rise at
Go
dawn.
up. We rise at dawn to John Chu's door.
Literally, I forgot about that. Holy moly. Oh, please, dear Lord, let us be blessed.
Please let us be blessed on this day, the 27th of December.
Please. Oh.
Imagine.
We would die.
I think we need to watch these deleted scenes together. We gotta pick a
Oh
day.
yeah. I'm not watching that alone. No.
Please don't. No.
No.
We need to have like the same scenario like when we saw Bridgerton and we
It's like
watched Colin and Penelope in front of the mirror for the first time.
that's the highlight of my 2024.
Honestly, though, same.
Carriage ride.
That carriage ride. Oh my God,
We'll have to
dude.
record ourselves because that was a gem that we missed out on.
Ugh. Gem. Okay, we'll see what happens.
So good. It better be on there.
Oh my God, I think I may cry if it is.
Well, it has to be. It has to be. But another crazy thing, as we were talking about the West End, so Hadestown's original cast is going to be in the West End version. So that's, Eva, Reeve, Amber Gray, Patrick,
Which is crazy, but I guess it
and
makes
Andre.
sense now knowing why Eve was leaving.
Oh my God, the things I would do just to witness it.
Again, if anyone wants to fly us out, we're happy to cover
Please.
footage.
I see people like on TikTok, they just bought tickets. And I was like, how do you just like sit there and be like, yeah, I'm going to London? Like, I wish we could do that.
We don't got the money for
I
that.
know, it's insane to me. But I would love to, because we've only listened to Reeve in like the recording, like the cast album. I would like to see him live because I think. I can't really judge too much because I only have that. And we've seen Jordan Fisher and like the emotions he puts into Orpheus. So we have that. I just would like to see Reeves live to see how he plays Orpheus and if I feel the same way
I
or
want to
not.
understand why he was the original.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of like need to see it. So hopefully, I'm saying hopefully, we're not getting tickets to the West End right now, but maybe something will get released online. But now it makes sense why Eva's leaving, and it was announced that Eva is being replaced by Sarah Hyland as Daisy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm concerned only because, okay, so we saw Sarah in Little Shop of Horrors, and we both thought she was fantastic as Audrey.
Yeah, she was
She had that
great.
perfect, like, alto voice for the role, but I don't think she was necessarily the best belter. And those songs in Great Gatsby, you need a big and high belt.
My Girl, that song, was it My Girl? Is that what it's called?
Oh my gosh, I forgot what it's called. Oh.
Watch it literally be called My Girl. We're both like, what's the name? But you know what I'm talking
I
about.
don't think it's My Girl, but
It's
yeah, I know which one you're
something.
talking about. I'm gonna look it up. Hold on.
Wait, I got you.
It's like one of the
Beautiful
last
Little
songs.
Fool. Beautiful
Oh my God,
Little
it's nothing
Fool.
like My Girl.
That's really bad. that's bad.
But like she needs a belt. Even for better or
Icon.
worse, you need a big belt. I'm concerned about that. But I think acting wise and look wise, I think she'll be a great Daisy.
Yeah, I really want to go because I want to see her and Ryan interact. I think that'll be interesting too. And I want to see his Gatsby so badly.
I'm curious to see what it's like with a couple that I think both appearance wise look a little more on the younger side.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see that. And also, I mean, both are good looking in different ways, but it definitely thinks the difference between Jeremy Jordan and Ryan McCartan. So
I love Ryan McCartan.
I
I
do
love that
too.
man.
So I want to see what it's like when there's a Gatsby that I'm personally more attracted to.
You're right. I didn't even think about it like that. You're so right, though, because Gatsby is supposed to have that like luster to him of like, holy, that's Gatsby.
I hope they don't make him do that same weird accent.
I really hope not. Let's message him. Please don't do it.
Oh my
Imagine.
God. No, imagine.
Please,
I
please.
think
No.
we get instantly canceled on here.
No, I just think it's not necessary, like at all.
Yeah, I don't think
That
it's
accent.
necessary for the role either, especially when no one else in the show has it. So,
Yeah.
if
So
they
I'm
all had it, that'd
interested.
be one thing, but.
I feel like it makes more sense for like Tom to have that than Gatsby.
Yeah. Some reason when you said Tom, I wasn't picturing Tom from Gatsby. I started picturing
Tom
Tom
Francis.
Francis. And
Yeah.
I was just
That's
like, does that work in the role of Joe?
That's funny.
But yeah, that's kind of like all the Broadway news of the week.
Yeah, there really wasn't too much going on.
No. A little Broadway drama, but we already spoke about that. Or shall I
Yeah.
say influencer drama?
Yeah, which is kind of silly. Like, guys, come
Grow up.
on. Literally.
So I guess we should move on to our big New Year's celebration.
Yeah, new year, new us. We accomplished a lot this year. Like, I'm really proud of us.
Me too. Like, I never thought we were actually gonna like one day start up a podcast and a whole
No.
TikTok page and start developing a following. I mean, like, I think for a new page, we've really made really great progress. We're almost at 500 followers on TikTok, which is not easy to get overnight.
Yeah. No, I think it's really been a lot of fun and like so rewarding at the same time as we continue down this venture. And it's kind of cool to see like people actually like laughing at the jokes that we make because we think it's funny. And
Yeah. It makes like I feel like it makes everything like, what's the right word? I feel like it gave us both validation this year.
we needed something,
And
definitely.
some purpose
Yeah.
too. Because I think we both kind of got very stuck in our ways, but this gave us something to like look forward to doing every week.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of fun. And like also like at first I was nervous about like putting videos out there or putting our voices out there of like judgment of other people. And I think it's been really fun to go out of our comfort zone and not caring anymore and being like, this is who we are, this is what we love. I think we both definitely needed to do that for us,
I agree.
confidence-wise, all that.
And I hope that's why we have started developing like some listeners and people who follow us on TikTok and on Instagram and who message us and stuff. I hope that all of you have really found something fulfilling in listening to us chat and listening to us like post videos and what we have to say. I hope that people are getting something out of it. And I think a lot of people, I would hope, respect the fact that we're very truthful and we're very honest. I do feel like, and this is just my opinion, I could be wrong, but I feel like there are a lot of influencers out there who like almost find like they say something good about every single show, or like, this is my favorite show. This is my favorite show of the year. This is my, like, I just feel like sometimes a lot of influencers like maybe don't give the hard true information, and we don't do that. Like, every show we've seen this year, we bought the tickets to with our
Yeah.
own money. We were not gifted tickets to a single show. We were even, to be honest, I'll be very upfront, we were offered tickets to a show this year. We did not get to go. Unfortunately, the dates didn't work out, but also we both like discussed it more, and it was something we were just like, it's kind of not what we do. Like, we don't want to, in a way, be like bribed to say something positive about a show or feel pressure like now we can't be honest with our review.
Yeah, and mislead you guys too, because we've been misled to certain shows.
Oh, 100% we have been. Like, there were some shows that people like say things about, like there are other influencers, and I'm just like, there's no way you actually think this.
Yeah, definitely.
But not to, we're not dissing anyone in specifically, or it's not meant to come off as a diss. It's just, people have different styles of how they run their pages. And it's just for us, I hope that people appreciate how raw and truthful we are. And how, like, we're really just two besties who want to have a good time and enjoy life. And we want to share that with other people.
I just love Broadway, and I think last week's episode where we got emotional, You can really tell how much we love these shows. We love talking about it. It's a lot of fun to break them down.
It
It's a
is.
lot of fun.
But even before we did the podcast, that was always one of my favorite parts of seeing a show, is like as soon as I would see a show, I would get in the car and whoever I was with, I'd be like, okay, what did you think? And I would
Yeah.
want to break it down, but no one would really break it down as deeply as I wanted to. And I think that's something that has been great that we both got out of this podcast, is really getting to deep dive and evaluate now.
Yeah, it's been really fun. And I'm excited to see what 2025 has in store for us because I think big things are coming.
I think so too. I'm hoping, well, if we're going to manifest some things for 2025, I really want to manifest that we can get our first interview. We
I was gonna
have
say
been
that too.
trying, I will say for everyone out there, we have been trying to get some things arranged.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the right puzzle hasn't fall piece hasn't fallen into place yet,
But it
but
will.
we got close a few times.
Yeah.
So I would love for that to happen in 2025. Something that we do want to start up more, which we found that we finally unlocked, is going live
Yeah.
on TikTok. So hopefully if the TikTok ban doesn't happen, that's gonna be something new we're gonna pick up and start doing soon. What else?
Talking about the TikTok ban quick, please follow us on Instagram. We'll talk about it later, but we'll be,
Yes.
if anything happens, hopefully nothing happens, but
And on YouTube, we have a YouTube as well, which I
yeah, we
think
might
we need
start
to start
vlogging.
promoting more.
I
Yeah.
wanna, that's one thing I wanna do. Like, I guess it's not really a manifestation, it's more of like a goal. I think we should vlog, like full length vlogs, because I feel like I've been watching them a lot more on YouTube of other people. So if we do it too, that would be fun.
Yeah. There's
Rain Man.
YouTube Reels and YouTube Shorts too, which I think we can start
Yeah.
doing.
So yeah, I'm manifesting also like a bunch of lottery wins. Yeah, I'm manifesting something to happen at Broadway Con.
Me
Like
too. I would love to get
some connection.
recognized.
Some connection, I think
I would
will
love to
happen.
get, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I would love to get recognized at Broadway Con or develop some sort of connection that kind of takes the podcast to the next level.
Yeah, that's what I'm manifesting this year.
I agree with you. You know what else I'm manifesting? Front row tickets for Outsiders, front row
Oh,
center,
Pony Boy's book.
Pony Boy book.
God, I want it so badly.
I just, you know what bothers me? And I don't want to sound like a nasty person on here, but it just bothers me that people keep getting the book who, like, you could tell are only going to the show for the guys. Like, I want us to get the book because we care about it. And it just, like, it's
Well,
frustrating to see all this stuff going on. There's been a lot of drama in regards to the Outsiders fandom going on TikTok, too. A lot came out. There are fans who have been giving the cast members food and, like, yelling at the cast if they don't eat it.
very weird, very weird. I don't
I
know why people are making food. I mean, I was taught never. I even like I'm a teacher and parents sometimes give like homemade cookies and stuff. I go, "Oh, thank you so much." I throw it away. Sorry, but I'm not eating something that I know. I don't know how it was made or using the
Yeah.
proper.
Never. That was the first thing I was taught as a kid. Is
Yeah.
like if there was a bake sale at school, don't buy anything that was homemade. Only buy the things that are individually wrapped or that
Oh,
came in a
yeah.
box.
That's
I don't
weird to me
know.
that they're yelling at them. It just shows the immaturity, and that's it's gonna be the fall of it. And I worry, like it's frustrating to me because they're gonna stop stage dooring. Like a lot of them already have stopped.
We've seen it. We've seen them walk out the other door.
Yeah, and it's like I feel bad for the people who are going and just want to go up to the cast and be like, "You know, I love the way that you portrayed Pony Boy. I love the way that you portrayed Soda because of X, Y, and Z." And now you're taking that away from people because you're being like almost creepy. They're
Exactly.
humans.
They're human beings. They're just normal people. And like, one thing that also really creeped me out, I don't remember if we spoke about it on here, but when we were at Jason's concert, we overheard, and I hope you don't mind I'm saying this on here,
But we
No,
overheard
no.
a girl, we never knew the story, but we discussed the story on here that we had heard that
We
someone
did,
had
yeah.
followed him home. At the concert, we heard the girl who followed him home. She was standing in a group next to us, and she was bragging about how she followed him home and how she did it. And Skylar and I looked at each other and we were stunned that one, we saw whoever it was in person, two, that it wasn't a rumor and that it actually happened, and
And that
three,
she
that
was
she's showing
admitted.
it off and admitting it at his concert.
Oh, can we talk about that concert? I loved it. I loved it. Like, Jason's, his music is incredible. It was really cool. But the audience screaming, like, take off your shirt, and like all these things. I was like, what? Or like somebody yelled, I'd smashed. Like, what?
There was one girl that was standing next to us. So it was the way the venue was set up is like there's a bar area and then you walk in further and you get to the stage. Anytime Daryl would go to the bar area, the people
Yes.
next to us would whisper to this girl who had, was obsessed with him, "Oh my God, Daryl's at the bar. Daryl's at the bar." And this girl was so annoying. She would push us out of the way, leave the concert and go to the bar and just stand next to Daryl. We saw it. She wouldn't talk to him. She just had to stand next to
It's
him.
really creepy. Could you imagine someone doing that to you? I'd probably say something. And he can't because then he looks like an asshole.
I would have said something if it
Oh,
was me.
sorry, I just cursed.
It's okay. It's creepy. It is creepy as all hell. I'm
Like, I don't
sorry.
understand it. I don't understand it. And then that's what's frustrating, because when you go on TikTok too, you see people talking about the outsiders that, like, if, I mean, we made one, so go look at it, because it showed our true feelings about the outsiders. And people make, like, the outsiders TikToks about it, and all they talk about is, like, the hot men or like the cast members. They don't talk about the actual story or how
No.
they portrayed the story.
One girl posted the other day, and Brody posted a picture of himself at the
Oh,
gym,
yes.
and a girl reposted it onto TikTok, and in the TikTok wrote, "Someone give me a hair tie and hold my hair back." And then girls were like in the comments were all just being like all the disgusting things they would do to Brody. And I'm just like, this is someone's son.
Yeah. Like,
And
you can
also,
think it in your head. Why are you posting it? Think it in your head. Move on.
right, think it in your head. There's no reason to say it out loud. And to be honest, one rumor that unfortunately has been going on this year, which I don't know. We don't know any information about it, is that Brody may have gone into some SA scandals. We don't know. I don't know what's true, what's not true. From what I've seen, I don't know. I don't think so. But does what we think and what we don't know any facts, so it doesn't really make a difference. But the fact that girls were doing this, I was like, they're trying to, like, what are they trying to do? Do it right back to him? Like, I didn't know what they were
Yeah, I
trying
didn't
to
even
get
think
at.
about that. You're so right. Like, because it's
What?
like the double standard. Like, you don't do that to girls, but like,
But yet
if they,
these are the same fans that would trash him if any new
yeah.
information came out about him. When there really is no information, there's no facts that have been released. Like,
Yeah.
any claim that's been out there, I think, was dropped. So, like, you guys have been, like, torturing him all year about rumors that we don't know anything about. It's rumors. But yet you have no hesitancy posting this and doing the same thing right back.
I like saw it on his story, and then I went on our Instagram, and a bunch of people like screenshot and put on their story. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, what is happening? Like,
It's
that's
weird to
not
me.
news. Like, Broadway news accounts were doing it. I'm like, that's not news. Just a picture of him.
It's literally just him showing his stomach.
Like, I don't know.
There are
Everyone was
some
so
sick
chill.
things. There are some sick things. I mean, listen, everyone knows what happened to us when we stage door before. I got punched in the head once. I mean, like, remember that?
Wait, remember at the concert what happened to me?
Oh my God, yeah, you were upset. Skylar got punched in the face at the concert.
My
By the wait,
glasses.
you know when you got punched? It was by the girl who was
Yeah.
running to go meet Daryl at the
Yeah.
bar.
I don't even know how she did it. That was the worst part. Like, and my face went, I went stone cold. I was.
Well, cause she no, she hit you hard, but also she was running out of there. I saw her. She was like an animal. Like, she
Yeah, I
obviously
don't.
wasn't at the concert for Jason. She was at the concert just to see if Daryl shows up, to be
Like,
honest.
what? Would you ever do that?
It was
Like,
sick.
that's insane. All I wanted was to just sit there and listen to some good music.
It was sick.
People are just rude.
People weren't even listening to the music. Like, the things that
Which
girls were
I.
screaming out, and like, to be honest, like, I love Jason's music. I would want to see him again in concert, but I don't think I can if this is going to be the same
No,
scenario.
I agree. It's like it's almost embarrassing for them.
And you
Like
know what's crazy?
secondhand embarrassment.
What was crazy is I saw some younger girls doing it too, who are there with their parents. Right in front of us was a dad. But to be honest, first of all, like, I don't know why, as a dad, you were standing in the middle of the room blocking like all the short girls behind you. You should have moved to the
Yeah.
side. He was right by the edge, and he just like was didn't care in the world that he's blocking us. But like, you're there with your parents. It was. And there were some
I
young kids there,
remember.
like there were some 11 and 12 year olds there hearing these things being called out. Girls were getting drunk.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It
I
was
don't,
uncomfortable.
I feel like even when I saw the Jonas Brothers when I was like that age, I wasn't acting like that.
No, not at all. I
Yeah,
used to
it's
love Big
weird.
Time Rush, One Direction. I mean, I never spoke about them like that.
Very weird to me. Very weird. But this is just like a PSA because like we've wanted to go up to Brody and like thank him, and we couldn't because people were crowding him to just like
Well,
get a
wait.
picture.
There's a girl that we've seen at the stage door who we saw her twice now. I don't know if she's like stalking the cast or camping out or what. We've even overheard her conversations that like she was hanging out in like a certain like coffee shop because she knows that Trevor frequents there. And then when Trevor, she literally said to Trevor, like, why weren't you there today? Like, we overheard all this, and like
Yeah.
anytime Trevor would come over to try to like sign our stuff. Like, she would just like call him back, and like it was actually getting really creepy, and you could tell he was getting upset. But this girl, we saw her there again the last time we went, and she was hanging out with security, hopping back and forth, hopping all around the line. And then at the end of the show, the cast is trying to walk off. She like pushed her way to the front of the theater to get up to the
Yeah.
stage to wave to Brody. And
Yeah.
then after the show, you know, Brody's with his family outside. And again, she runs up to him creepily and like tries to talk with him, and like doesn't even like talk to him about like you can tell this is a fan that's like
Yeah.
obsessed, like creepily obsessed. Like, I don't know how to
Yeah.
describe it right, but it just, you
No,
could
I
tell
agree.
something wasn't right.
Yeah. No, it's very weird. I don't understand this. Because we do, we get a little like, oh my God. But then once you're talking with them, it's like, oh, like, I feel like we're on the same level. Like, it's a very interesting. So these people, like, yeah, they're on Broadway. That's incredible. But it's like, they're acting as if like it's like George Clooney, I guess.
Yeah.
I
I
don't
mean,
know.
you and me are about the same age as some of them, or like older, like maybe by like a
Yeah.
year. Like, I think most of them were about the same age.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost like weird for me to like look at them like they're like these like, oh my God, because I'm like, yeah, we're literally the same age. Like, you've
Yeah.
accomplished this, which is great, but I've accomplished other things.
Yeah, it's
You know,
like
like.
they're just being creepy. And, like, I don't know. And also, another thing is RJ is leaving. And I've seen people, he's leaving January 26th. And I've seen people saying, like, The Outsiders is over because RJ leaves January 26th.
I'm sorry, but. It goes back to what you and me said a long time ago. These fans are looking at it like the cast is everything. Like, the cast makes the show. That's not what makes the show. It's the story, it's the directing, it's the
Exactly.
choreography, it's the set design. People are
The
forgetting
lighting.
that, like when, you know, when it came up, when all that stuff was going on about how Trevor was in all like the promo footage, and people were like, how could this be? Does this mean Brody's leaving and this and that? And people were going crazy, and we were like, that's not what the promo footage is for. The promo is for the show itself, not the
Yeah,
people. The people are just the
exactly.
cast.
Exactly. And
And you
like,
know, everyone's replaceable.
yeah, it's literally show business. That's kind of how it goes. We're not saying that he's not, he's incredible. Like, the cast is incredible, but they are going to leave. And it's like, are you guys now gonna stop liking the Outsiders because they left instead of like liking it for the story? Were you
And
literally
also,
there because Jason is Soda Pop? Like, you know what I mean?
yeah. And also, are you not gonna supposed to nuke like so support the new cast members and make them feel welcome, to make them feel like
Yeah.
the same joy of being a part of the show?
Being a part of something that is incredible. When you think about it, the themes in it, like, God, people.
It didn't win Best Musical because of the cast members being hot. It won Best Musical because it deserved it.
Yeah,
And it just,
exactly.
I don't know, it really frustrates me the way that this whole situation has gone out of hand.
Yeah. We've gone on like a million tangents today.
It's
Look at
Tangent Day.
us.
It's the end of the
It
year
really
wrap
is.
up.
End of the year. So, I guess on that note, the overarching PSA is please stop being creepy. That's
Please.
like the statement. Please stop being creepy. Do not bring
But
food. Do not stalk them. Do not follow them to the subway station.
that's the issue, is that these people don't realize they're being creepy.
Yeah, I don't know how,
Like the
though.
girl who was showing off about her following Jason,
Yeah.
she was saying to him, she was like, "We happened to have gotten on the same subway and I was heading home anyway, and I was getting off before him, but I saw he didn't get off, so I figured, okay, I'll just get off and continue. I'll just won't get off and I'll continue on." And then she like followed him and walked and followed him home, literally.
Sickening. Like,
Sick.
sickening.
If it was me, I would have given a restraining order. I can't believe she showed up at the concert.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed? I'd be embarrassed. Well, I would
So
never do it,
embarrassed.
but I can't. I can't. Ugh, okay.
Actually, like mentally sick, but whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of insane. All right, so I guess this brings us to our top five shows, our list for the year of this year. So it's not our all-time tops. We still have those. Just top five that we've seen.
Now, I just want to double check with you. It's not necessarily new shows, it's just top five shows
No,
we've
that
seen this
we've
year.
seen. Yeah, it doesn't have
Okay.
to be. Like, they didn't have to come out this year. They could be on Broadway for a while, but we just never have gone
Okay.
till this
Okay.
year.
I have my top five shows. I'm struggling to put them in numerical order, but I think I figured it out.
Okay.
Hold on, it's messing up my number. Do you want to do yours first or want me to do mine first?
I don't care. Whatever you eeny meeny.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Wait, isn't there a Justin Bieber song like that?
Oh my God.
Throwback.
Eeny meeny miny
My
mo.
name
No. How's it go? Eeny meeny miny mo lover.
Yeah,
There we go.
oh my God, we're aging ourselves. Okay, I guess I could
That's
go. I
weird.
got it in order. I'm in order. I'm ready to go.
That's weird. You brought up Justin Bieber, and while I was waiting for you to send me the link, I was scrolling TikTok as I was doom scrolling all day today. But it's all Justin Bieber. People like redoing the dances from like One Less Lonely Girl.
Oh my God, why?
I have no idea. But yeah, I thought
Ugh,
that was weird.
throwback, throwback. That's weird. What are the odds?
Right? Very weird.
Okay, I'm ready to go. I'll go.
All right, are you ready for this? Top five.
Okay, we're jamming. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm ready.
Top five.
Let's go.
Top five musical or plays, but
Of
probably
the
all
year, of the year, of
musicals.
the year. Probably all musicals because we don't like plays, but that's just our feeling. Everyone can agree and disagree on
That's
their
just us.
own.
We get sleepy.
Okay. In my fifth position for the year
For the year.
is a show that was a revival, but I didn't expect to like it as much as I did, given that it's a children's show.
Oh.
Really. Number five was Elf.
Oh, I
I
love Elf.
loved it. I really loved it. It
It's
was so cute.
so good.
It was so good. Gray was
Oh, God.
so good as Buddy. The music was surprisingly good.
Elf is so good.
I loved it. So that's my number five for the year.
That was a great day.
Loved it.
Great
Great
day.
day. Great day. Number four is another revival that happened to have been in that same theater as Elf. And I saw it twice. You saw it once. And I wish we went more.
Me too.
Number four was The Wiz.
I forgot about the Wiz.
It should have never closed.
No, it should have a home on Broadway.
It was a masterpiece. I'm sorry. It was. If you haven't listened to the recording of this revival of The Wiz, you need to run because you're missing out.
Literally so good. And I saw the understudy. But she was incredible.
She was incredible. In some ways, I liked her better
Incredible.
than the original. But, like, the comedic timing of the lion and the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, and even the ensemble, like, they were one of the hardest working ensembles I think I saw this whole year.
Yeah, they were incredible. The way that they moved their body, insane.
Yeah. Remember Act Two, the opener? It's just a whole like 15-minute dance number. I was like, holy poop.
So good. So good.
So that's number four. Number three,
That was a good one.
again, is a revival. And I think it says a lot that a lot of my number top shows of the year are revivals because I really
Revival.
didn't like a lot of new shows this year. Number three is the Who's Tommy.
Yes.
I loved it.
You
As you
really
know,
did.
I really did. You liked it too. We both got into it. We
I did.
saw it. We saw it twice, right? Or three times? Twice.
Twice. Twice. We saw the
Twice.
closing.
Yeah. And that was like one of the best moments ever, being at the closing. So I think Tommy had to go in my number three spot. I fell in love with like a lot of the music. I fell in love with the show itself. And like I love just like sitting and like you and me we've got very into evaluating Tommy. And I think that was part
Yeah.
of the reason why we ended up creating the podcast was because we went to see Tommy and we got so like into
Yeah.
evaluating it, breaking it down. And what was interesting, which fans don't know, is one of the reasons that we ended up calling it Love Letters to Broadway and how we got the idea was because we saw on Instagram a lot of like the Tommy cast members like using love letter emojis. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then we ended up being like, you know, love letter. Oh, love letters to Broadway. Like, I just
Yeah,
like that
totally.
show. That show's kind of special to us this year.
Yeah, it definitely is. That was a good one.
Again,
And
should not have closed.
they should have done a cast album because
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to the other versions.
I agree. I really wanted Ali's version of the role of Tommy in a recording
Yeah.
because his voice was so unique in the role
It was
too.
so cool. It was so different.
So different. And the other ones like don't have that same rockish kind of deep
No, I haven't
vibe.
gone back and listened.
Even the kids were amazing in that show. And Bobby was fantastic in that
And
as the
that's our good
cousin.
luck charm. We love Bobby.
Bobby.
We met him in
So
a Bronx Tale.
we met him, yeah. The first show we ever saw together was A Bronx Tale. Met
Yep.
him. Then we saw Tommy. We saw him at Sunset Boulevard randomly this year.
Yeah, that was insane. So he just keeps popping up.
He just keeps popping up, Bobby Conti. Number two spot shouldn't surprise you.
Okay.
Number two is Sunset Boulevard.
Yes. Really, all revival.
All revivals.
Because Elf technically is, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't want to come off mean. I really didn't like a lot of the original work this year. Like, there's none of the original shows are shows that I feel like I want to go back to.
I agree.
Besides
I don't
one,
have.
which is
I
in the number
don't.
one spot, but we're good.
Yeah, I don't have any originals, I don't believe. Or maybe I do.
I'm surprised that there's not one original, which we both know.
Well, that's one. Yeah.
But yeah, everything was a revival, and I think it says a lot. I think there is something that these new shows don't have that classic theater had.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Yes, Elf is maybe a more recent revival, but The Wiz, Tommy, Sunset Boulevard, those are all older shows that
They were
still
so
carry.
good.
Yeah, they were so good. They don't age.
I think we like the big ensembles too.
Yeah, a lot of new shows are missing that. One show I was thinking, do I put it in my top fives, was Suffs. I did enjoy it, but again, it's not a show I would go back to. But I think what I enjoyed about it was the larger ensemble.
Suffs was really good.
Yeah. Maybe that would be number six if I had to. But anyway, so Sunset Boulevard is number two. And I would go again a million times. I loved it. I think it was so creative. I liked the version that Jamie Lloyd put together. I thought the use of the camera work was incredible. So unique, never seen before. And then number one, I think, obviously, is The Outsiders. I think that was the best show by far that we saw this year. And I think what really locked it in for me, to be honest, in the number one spot was this very last time that we went.
Definitely. That was life changing. Like, I still
Yeah,
sit here thinking about it.
it was the ultimate night of the cast. The acting was the ultimate.
I agree.
It was on another level for some reason. And I also don't know, maybe it was because we sat in the box and we had like a whole different perspective. We were a little more alone. And I think we really just got to, it got to feel like it was just us in the show. I don't know.
Oh no, I agree. I wasn't looking at other people like on their phones or other people, blocking my view. And I think that's why we both sobbed like we did, because I felt like I was a part of it. Oh yeah, I think it just elevated.
I agree. It was like a whole different experience. And like I said, I think it really locked in this being my number one show for the year.
I agree
Before that,
completely.
if we didn't go that last time, I don't know if it would have been number one or number two compared to Sunset Boulevard.
I'm going to sunset tomorrow.
I think we should. Or Sunday.
Night show? Oh, we could do Sunday. I don't have work. It's
I would
weird.
do a Sunday. I would do a Sunday mat if you want to go. We should just try to do a show in general on Sunday. Okay, we must discuss.
We must discuss. Okay, so you ready for mine?
Your turn.
The girls' room. I don't know why that came in my head.
Oh God, you sound like Melody from Outsiders. That's what they call their thing, the girls' room.
Isn't that from the Amanda show or whatever? Yeah,
Yeah, it
right?
is. And yeah, that's what they call their dressing room, like Sarah Grace, Tilly and Melody, they call it the girls' room.
That makes sense. Okay, so F5, I have Tommy. I feel like it belonged on the list, and I think
Oh,
F5 makes
good.
sense.
Did you
Because
have
I
Tommy
enjoyed
on the
it.
list before I brought up Tommy?
I had drag at 5, and I was like, I like Tommy more. So I switched it.
Okay, good.
Because,
I approve of that ranking.
right? I had drag, which I love drag the musical. I thought it was so much fun. But then I was like, Tommy, I like genuinely like once you brought up the fact that we would like discuss it so much, like I forgot that whole how crazy we got with it.
It was such an amazing experience.
I think the first time I was nervous, the second time I was able to appreciate it.
Good. I'm happy it ended up going up enough on your list that it hit five. I'm happy that the second experience really revived the
Yeah.
whole experience for you.
I think if we didn't see it again, I don't know if it would have been on my list because I was stressed. That gunshot got me stressed.
I know. I'll never forget the way you grabbed me.
I was scared. I don't know, it was like we were also really close the first time. Like I think what were we like third row? And there was no one in front of us.
Yeah. I think
So
third or fourth row. It was an incredible deal from today from TKTS booth, and we haven't gotten that great of a deal from there since.
no. That was like a one-time thing. But yeah, so it's at 5. At 4, I was conflicted if this was like an actual show, but I'm making it. Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. That was my
Oh.
favorite.
Can that go in my number six instead of Suffs?
Right? That was so much fun. The way that we were just like dancing and singing and just like crying and hearing like Carrie Butler sing Part of Your World and Colors of the Wind, and then hearing them sing the Hairspray songs, it was just the best experience. I can't believe it occurred.
It was the one of the most amazing nights I think we've ever had. That day in general.
Right? That day was
What
amazing.
between that and drag and then like everything that happened after the show, it was just like a
It
crazy
was
night.
incredible, incredible. I loved it. Laura Bell Bundy, hearing her sing Legally Blonde songs too. I never thought that we would experience that. It was just a 10.
10 out of 10. I never thought I would hear Marissa ever sing Good Morning Baltimore in person.
Right?
I
It was
never.
insane. I feel like our theater kid got healed at that show.
Oh,
Like, it
that's a.
healed our inner theater kid.
That was a great pick, Skylar. I didn't know if that would be considered on the list. That is a great pick.
Well, now that Christmas is over, I'm gonna use my hairspray water bottle. So, at least we have that.
You haven't used it yet? I've been loving it.
No, because when it's Christmas time, I use my Christmas cups. Because it's
I
only a certain
can't.
amount. So, I just put them all away.
Or you could use it all year long to keep the spirit alive.
True. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so 3 and 2, I was struggling because I love them equally and it was a problem. But I decided at 3 was Sunset, which, we love Sunset. Like, I think it was a piece of theater that wowed us in the way that, no other shows have in a long time. And I feel like it
Yes.
really, revived us a little bit. But my problem was Hadestown.
I had a
Because
feeling that was the competing show.
because the way that Hadestown and the last time we saw it too just completely took over my being for most of this year. So that's why I had a hard time. I love them both, but I do think Hadestown is above Sunset in
I'm
my
not,
book.
at first I was gonna judge you, but now I'm not surprised when you describe it like that, because it is true. It was like your everything this year.
Yeah, and I feel like even now, I'm still listening to it. Like different versions, different. Like today I was on the elliptical and I was just scrolling on TikTok listening to all the different Persephones and just deep diving. So 3 is Sunset, 2 is Hadestown. Love them both. And then number 1 obviously is The Outsiders.
I think
I'm
Outsiders like changed us this year.
Honestly, it really has. I think it was something that could either gone one way or the other. 'Cause when people try to adapt books into musicals, it's a little tricky. You have Water for Elephants, you
True.
have The Great Gatsby is good, but definitely isn't true to the book as The Outsiders is. I think it really healed something. Inner, yeah.
I think you needed it. This last time that we went, I don't think I've ever seen you cry so hard at a show.
Yeah, I've never felt like that. I'm an emotional person, although I hate to admit it. I am an emotional person, but this time sent me to a new dimension. Because really, the way that they acted, the way that they said certain lines, the way that Brody pronounced certain things, where he articulated certain aspects of the poem, but even the way he looked at Johnny, the way Johnny looked at Pony Boy, all those little things I was able to see, and that made me feel like they were real people dying.
Oh, I know. It was terrifying, actually. Like it felt realer than it ever has. Even Josh as Johnny, like it did me in
Yeah.
this time.
Right?
The combo
He
of him and
hurt.
Brody, yeah.
He hurt my soul. In a good
No,
way.
it
In a good
was
way.
in a very good way. In a way like I would have him do over and over again.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Really, they both just incredible.
It was. I wish we could relive that night and that cast over and over again.
Me
And I'm
too.
so afraid that the next time we go, we're gonna feel disappointed.
Yeah, I think it'll depend. I think like it's gonna be hard not to see Brody. I think
After seeing him, yeah.
because I just there's a reason why he was cast. Not saying like Trevor is bad, like Trevor is great. I just think Brody chooses certain things.
We also never saw Josh as Pony Boy, and I would be curious to see his take on the role so we could have
Me
really a full
too.
understanding of all three. Because I love his take on Johnny.
Love his take on Johnny.
So I want to see what he does with Pony.
I don't know how he memorizes all that.
I don't know. He's incredible. Very
Like,
talented.
well, I guess as we like wind down a little bit, we could quickly talk about our favorite memory.
Of this year?
Yeah, which mine
There's
is
so
like,
many.
mine is a little bit to do with the Outsiders, and it is the box seats. Like that whole experience. That is one of my favorite memories. And then
I
another one of
agree.
mine is just the car rides into the city that we had. All the singing and
Aww.
laughing and like all those like little things. I feel like that's what made it so much fun.
We needed it.
Yeah.
I think it really healed something in both of us, even just our little car rides
Oh yeah,
and being able to
definitely.
talk and
Yeah.
gossip and complain with
And
no
just,
judgment.
yeah, and just fool around.
That's a good one. And just giggle. We needed to giggle.
Yeah, we giggled a lot this year. And I've never felt more like alive
I
this
think
year.
that's such a great one. I agree with you. I think definitely the box seats, definitely the
Yeah.
car rides. Another one of my favorite memories this year was when we were at the Wiz and you won the closing seats to Tommy.
Yes, that was insane.
I'll never forget that moment. We were walking out of the theater and then like you're on your phone,
Yes.
you're like, "Michelle, I won! Michelle, I won!" And we just like the two of us, I think we both were gonna cry. And it was just crazy because right during intermission, we spoke about how amazing it would be to win tickets to a closing performance of a show, but on top of that, get box seats, which we've never had before, and they ended up being our first time in box seats. And I think
Yeah.
that memory of walking into a box in general for the first time,
Was so cool.
so cool. And seeing the cast, like seeing a cast put their all into into a show because it was their
Yes.
last time ever doing it.
That was amazing. You're so right. When we first walked into the box, we're like, oh my God, like this is so cool. We felt so like we were living our dreams of like a young Skylar and Michelle. Like
100%.
I never thought I would sit in the box seat, and here we were walking into one. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this is our life.
This is our life. And I remember during the show, like they kept looking up at the box, and we just felt so cool.
Yeah.
Even when we saw women in the box seats at six, like that's a great memory too. They kept
Yes.
interacting with us during the whole show, and it just like,
Yes.
I don't know, I just felt like it healed something in young me, a lot of it.
Yeah. 100%.
I think definitely another great memory was when we saw sunset and like them walking in the doors when we were in the orchestra for the
Yes.
first time.
That was a
That
good
was
one.
crazy. What else have we done this year? There's so much. I think even just starting the podcast, like when we finally like made the decision to really launch the TikTok and launch the Instagram. And I think, oh, you know what was another great memory? Getting recognized for the first time.
That was cool at the flea market.
At the flea
That
market.
was
Shout out
cool.
to Jackie.
Yeah, because we were both like, what? Who's we're both like what? I know we were so caught off guard because we, when we're in the city, we like we get stressed a little bit because if it's like crowded, and we're both like, oh, okay, you're not trying to murder us.
You know,
Yeah.
another great memory, us yelling at the car place when they tried to overcharge my car.
I was waiting to say that. Right now, I was waiting to say that when you were done with the Broadway. I was like, my favorite memory was the way that we both got out of the car, or like the last time too, at Jason's concert when I got out of the car and I come walking around and
Oh
my
my God.
comeback is iconic.
The two of us
No.
screaming, "It's not an SUV!"
At the same time, that was the funniest. Oh my God. Like, I feel like we're gonna be like 70 and telling our kids that. Like,
Well, we're
the
gonna be
way that we both,
70. Oh my God.
like snapped.
We're definitely gonna be 70 and telling our kids that. Like, did we ever tell you at the time that this like car place tried to overcharge us?
It was 20, no, it was like 30, right? That place? It was like an insane amount.
Yeah.
It wasn't
It
just
was
20.
it was a lot. You know, another great memory, seeing Tom do the Sunset Boulevard walk in Schubert Alley for the first time. It was like
That
before the
was
show even
so
opened.
cool. That was so cool. When we were just like standing there, I think you could hear us talking in the background. We're like, this is so cool. And it was like, Michelle, this is so cool.
It was so cool. You know what my favorite memory was? Oh my God, there's so many.
I
I think my
know.
favorite one has to be when we were in the car. We had just gotten in the car after seeing Mama and Drag. And I'm trying to drive down the street. We're like, let's go around the block and see if we can, just see, Carrie or Marissa. And we're pulling up and we both at the same time start hopping and we're like, it's and Skylar does like a monkey jump in my car. I thought she was gonna like fall, and then she like just jumps out of my car and runs down the street, and I just have to pull over and wait for her while
I was
she's
like,
freaking out.
where are the playbills? I'm going.
But it was the
You
way
didn't
we both
even park
screamed,
the car.
"It's
Wait, our throats were hurting the next day from screaming.
Marissa!" And the craziest, when we got back in the car and we both like, I was watching you at the stage door. In my head, I'm thinking, is that Diego? Is that Diego from Sunset?
Yes.
And then you are in the car. We both screamed together at the same time. That's Diego! And then the very
Yes.
next day is when we saw Diego make his debut in Sunset Boulevard as Joe, which was like just a
Like
coincidence.
what? And we got rush tickets at like 9:20 in the morning or something, like really late. That was insane. Our manifesting power is insane.
They were on another like level this year.
Manifesting,
So yeah, it was just wild.
yeah. Yeah. We got powers. And this year when we like as we were sitting here talking about it, it was getting me a little emotional. Because I'm like, we
Me
did
too.
so much this year. Like, I'm so grateful for this year.
Me too. We needed it. And I hope that 2025 is only a continued evolution of this.
I think it will be. We have so much planned.
Even just our nice little days of like shopping at the outlet, seeing
Yeah.
Wicked, like
Getting
even
our
just
nails
like,
done.
oh my God, another great memory, going to the Bridgerton premiere.
Yes.
Even though the cast didn't show up, but it still was like a crazy experience. We stood there in the rain for 4 hours in high heels, wouldn't
We looked
trade it
hot.
for anything. We got free popcorn.
We looked good. That's all
We
that
did.
matters. We looked
We
good.
did.
And the funny video we made searching for the Wicked merch.
Oh my
That
God.
was
Toss.
Yeah, that was so funny. Like all those little things, like when you think back at it. It was really cool. We accomplished a lot this year. I'm really
We
proud of
did.
us.
I am too. You're making me emotional. Stop
Not
getting me teary every episode.
again.
What's
But yeah,
wrong with
so that's,
you?
you know, last episode, I was listening back to it and I was like, oh, we really got emotional. We went deep. So if you have not listened to it, really listen to it because it shows how much we appreciated the Outsiders.
I don't think enough people have listened to the episode yet because I can see how many listens we got, and it's not as many as it should be.
Yeah,
Maybe
go back
maybe
and
Happy
listen.
Ending episode got so many listens, but Outsiders has not gotten as many, which I'm very surprised about.
Yeah, definitely listen. But yeah, so that's our year and our tops of everything, which is insane.
Yeah.
That was 2024. Now we're
That's
on to
2024.
2025.
On
Right?
to Vega.
Next episode. Yeah, next episode that comes out, it
First
will
one of
be the year.
January.
Wow. New year.
New year, new us.
Yeah.
Hopefully new evolutions of the podcast involve like new progression.
Yeah. We'll continue working hard for you guys.
Yeah, and please, once again, if anyone ever has like a suggestion or a thought or something that they would like to see in the podcast, like let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
We're open to all ideas.
Definitely. So I guess you want to go into your spiel? You got
Let me crack my fingers. Give me a second. Crack, crack. Okay.
Toss,
Crack my
toss.
back. What?
Toss, toss.
Oh, toss, toss, toss,
There we
toss.
go.
Okay.
Hey, look at my new cup.
Oh, that's a beautiful Stanley.
And look at my little cover. It's a flower, guys.
Oh, that's
Pink.
a cute one. Did I
Flower.
tell you that I recently, okay, this is off topic before we get into the toss toss, but I got a Stanley a while ago. I forgot I got it. I haven't opened it. Now I finally opened it. And I bought myself a little Stanley cover, like for the straw.
Yeah.
That's a mini Stanley. So it's a Stanley for my Stanley.
That's so cute. They're
Yeah.
heavy though. This is my first one I got
Yeah,
for
mine
Christmas.
too. Mine too. I'm not used to Stanleys.
But honestly, we should always carry one around because you could hit somebody with it. Like if someone starts attacking us, you could murder. Like
That's
it's
our
insane.
weapon.
I was
Okay,
thinking
and
about it. I was walking to my car. I was like, huh, nobody gonna mess with me.
We're back to Skylar obsessing over serial killers.
Yeah.
On that note, once again, you can follow us on TikTok at Love Letters to BeAway with one Y. Now, listen, everyone, there is a possibility there is going to be a TikTok ban. It is being discussed. We actually made a video about it today. Please, 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 I cannot emphasize enough. Follow us on Instagram at Love Letters to BeAway with two Ys. Once again, it's at Love Letters to BeAway with two Ys because one Y wasn't available. For some reason, we have much many more followers on TikTok than we do on Instagram. But that needs to change in case something does happen. So please, please tell your friends, tell your father, tell your mother, tell your grandpa, follow us on Instagram. And once again, for all business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com, not at loveletterstobubba@gmail.com. No, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We could be reached 24/7, 24/7. Once again, that's 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7
24/7.
days a week. Skylar could be reached at 5 a.m. while I'm sleeping because I don't go to sleep till 4 a.m. You get her for that 1 hour, but otherwise, you get us both. So reach out to us. Reach out to us anytime, any day of the week. We are here for you. Respond. We will respond. Reach out.
Yeah. Please do.
How was that one?
That was good. You did a good job.
Thank
Good
you.
job. And
That
on
was a
that
tongue
note,
twister.
we're done with our 2024, so
Wrapping up episode 20,
wrap
2024.
out the 21 in 2025. I'll see you in the new year.
Oh,
Oh.
hey. Oh my God, I can't.
I can't.
Goodbye, everyone. Happy New Year. May all your dreams
Enjoy
and
some
wishes come true.
champagne.
Enjoy some champagne. Be with
Yeah,
your family and friends.
cheers.
Play some good board games. Watch Ryan Seacrest and have a good year.
And the Jonas Brothers, they better sing
Oh,
the
they're gonna be on it?
yes, and they better do the Hannah Montana one. They better do that. And Joe Jonas better be wearing the hat, the big top hat.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We'll have to figure this and discuss this afterwards. I have no idea what you're referring to.
Really? All right, we'll
No
discuss.
idea.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Happy New Year.